Chapter 3. Business Meetings. Covering a lot of ground. 3.3. From start to end. Task 11. Listen to the meeting regarding customer support improvements and complete the sentences below.
If we are all here, let's get started. First of all, I'd like to welcome Jack Smith, our Vice President of Sales. I'd also like to introduce Ted Jenkins, who has recently joined our team. I'm afraid our National Sales Director, Anne Gray, can't be with us today. She is in Kobe at the moment, developing our Far East sales force. We are here today to discuss ways of improving sales on international markets. First, let's go over the report from the last meeting, which was held on June 24th. Right, Tom, over to you.
Thank you, Kate. Let me just summarize the main items of the last meeting. We began the meeting by approving the changes in our sales reporting system, discussed on May 30th. After briefly revising the changes that will take place, we moved on to a brainstorming session concerning customer support improvements. You'll find a copy of the main ideas developed and discussed in these sessions in the photocopies in front of you. The meeting was declared closed at 11:30.
Thank you, Tom. So, if there is nothing else we need to discuss, let's move on to today's agenda. Have you all received a copy of the agenda? If you don't mind, I'd like to skip item 1 and move on to item 2, improving sales on international markets. Jack has kindly agreed to give us a report on this matter. Jack?
Before I begin my report, I'd like to get some ideas from you all. How do you feel about international sales in your areas? I suggest we go around the table first to get all of your input. Maybe I'll start. In my opinion, we've been focusing too much on domestic customers and their needs. The way I see things, we need to return to our international base by developing an advertising campaign to focus on their particular needs.
I think international customers want to feel as important as our domestic ones. I suggest we give our international sales teams more help with advanced customer information reporting.
Excuse me, I didn't catch that. Could you repeat that, please?
I just said that we need to give our international sales teams better customer information reporting.
I don't quite follow you. What exactly do you mean?
Well, we provide our domestic sales staff with database information on all of our larger clients. We should be providing the same sort of knowledge on our international customers to our sales staff there.
Would you like to add anything, Ted?
I must admit, I never thought about international sales that way before. I have to agree with Alice.
Well, let me begin with this PowerPoint presentation. As you can see, we're developing new methods to reach out to our international customers.
I suggest we break up into groups and discuss the ideas we've seen presented.
Unfortunately, we're running short of time. We'll have to leave that to another day.
Before we close, let me just summarise the main items. 1. International customers need special help to feel more valued. 2. Our sales teams need more accurate information on our international customers. 3. A survey will be completed to collect data on spending habits in these areas. 4. The results of this survey will be delivered to our sales teams. 5. We're considering specific data mining procedures to help deepen our understanding.
Thank you very much, Jack. Right, it looks as though we've covered the main items. Is there any other business?
Can we fix the next meeting, please?
Good idea. How does Friday in 2 weeks' time sound to everyone? Let's meet at the same time, 9 o'clock. Is that okay for everyone? Excellent. I'd like to thank Jack for coming to our meeting today. The meeting is closed.